The story of the prodigal son is probably very familiar to each one of us, but for the Pharisees and the people who heard Jesus speak this parable for the very first time, it had to be shocking. The father of a family in the Middle Eastern culture would have been highly revered and respected and held in high esteem, as should all fathers be. So for the younger son to ask his father for the share of an inheritance would be like saying, "Dad, you're not dying quickly enough for me." Or, "Dad, I wish you were dead so I could have the money." What an insult. How hurtful that must have been for the father to hear something like that from his son. His son, whom he cared for and loved and provided for so many years. Here is his son's sin. Jesus is using the story that in every one of us who chooses to sin is doing that to our Heavenly Father. We may think that our sins are not all that big or that important, and I please God, yes. But when you think of that, eating a forbidden apple in the Garden of Eden brought us into a miserable condition of original sin. Then also I had to realize that my gossiping or my little white lies or my quick temper or my impatience or whatever we struggle with every day, it's still sin. The Father does what the Son wants him to do because God respects our free will. So if we are choosing to sin, God doesn't like it and wishes we wouldn't, but he will respect our decisions. And God always wants to offer to each one of us his unconditional love and acceptance, but he can't force it upon us. Because you can't force someone to love you, because then that really isn't true love. It has to come from a heart that is fit and with relationship. The young man lives a debaucherous life, never thinking what his decisions and his actions will take him to. When it leads him to absolute poverty, then he realizes he's hit rock bottom, you would think. But now he has to take care of the swine. And for a Jewish person who's not allowed to eat pork, not even allowed to be around pigs, now he has to take care of them. And he's jealous of what the pigs get to eat. He really has hit rock bottom. When we are caught in a web of sin, it can take us to places that we should not go. The young son realizes, this isn't life. This isn't what I'm meant to be. There's something greater for me. He converts, he repents, and realizes he needs to go home to his father. This is the way God calls to each one of us, is that when he stirs our hearts to realize that our sinful choices, they're not right. It's not the way we should live. It's not what God wants us to be. And he calls us back into that reconciliation with him. Now, for that Middle Eastern man who has been so insulted by his son, the thought of watching for him or going out to meet him would have been unheard of. The son should be coming back groveling for him and taking a very lower place in the family for what he's done to the family's name. But Jesus refers to the father as one who has been watching and watching for his son, waiting for him to return, hoping for his return. And when he sees him finally coming down the road, he goes out to meet him and covers him in robes and rings and sandals. Jesus is reminding us that no matter how dreadful the sins are in our life, when we recognize that sinfulness and convert and repent and come back to the Lord, there is always a welcome embrace. We are told elsewhere in the Gospels that there is more joy over one repentant sinner than 99 people who have no need to repent. And in the book of Psalms, it says, "Though your sins may be like scarlet, I will make them whiter than snow." The joy that is celebrated in the Father's house that day is the same joy we celebrate in the confessional. The older son's objection reduces God to a vending machine. I obeyed, so therefore I deserve. The older son could have had a kid goat any time he wanted. The father's generosity is always there, and he would have been able to provide for that. But the son never thought to ask or to enjoy the benefits of being the older son, living with the love of the father. The same is true for all of us. God wants to give us his grace, his blessing, his strength, anything that we need to help us grow in holiness and virtue. Do we ask for that, though? Do we recognize that we need that and go to the Father for that, who is more than willing to give us an overabundance of those things? And growing in virtue and holiness is a reward. And living out the life of virtue and holiness, we will have the eternal reward in heaven. For the Pharisees, they believed they deserved more because they were faithful to the law, unlike these sinners that Jesus is sitting with and eating with. But all are called to conversion. All of us have something in our lives that we need to turn away from and to believe in Christ more fully and to follow the gospel values. All of us will receive that great gift of forgiveness when we turn to him and ask for that mercy. Perhaps at different points in our lives, we have been one or all three of the figures in today's gospel: the wayward son, the all-forgiving father, and the son who believes he deserves more. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, our midway point in the season, it might be good for us to look and examine, how am I living out my life with God? How am I responding to his grace and love in my life? What sins do I struggle with most? And do I bring that to him in the sacrament of reconciliation? Am I repenting and turning closer to Christ? Am I using the gifts of prayer and fasting and acts of charity to help me grow closer to God and his son Jesus and to live out those lives of virtue and holiness? It's time to turn away from our sins and trust in the Father's love and in his mercy, which endures forever.